239-1310. 239-1310 is Afternoon's name. Hold off on the pool stuff because we got something, just another crisis. This is crisis just building up. And this has to do with recycling. Evidently, the city has got some new secret plan that the Indianapolis Business Journal found out about, where the people that operate the incinerator down on the south side want to build a new $40 million material recovery facility, which is like 80-cent words for a place to burn up the garbage, that would handle all the city's garbage and recyclables. And that has the recycling community kind of concerned that this is weird, and it's bad enough that Indianapolis is lagging behind other Indiana cities in doing recycling. Other cities are doing a better job at recycling our stuff than we are here in Indianapolis. Carrie Hamilton is the executive director of the Indiana Recycling Coalition. She joins me live. Carrie, welcome.
Thanks, Amos. Glad to be here.
What is the issue here? Why do we have to build a new incinerator? I thought the recycling, the curbside where you're paying and you put the stuff, the glass here and the cans here, was working.
Well, that basic system, providing a large cart and explaining how to use it, mm-hmm. is the gold standard. That's what works. But unfortunately, in Indianapolis, we have this separate $72 annual fee that you have to go sign up for in order to get that bin. And that's a barrier for most people. Mm-hmm. That's just not going to fly. So we have the early adopters who can afford to do it, and that's about 10% of the population participating, and that's not what you need to have a successful program. So the gold standard of having that cart with some public education works when you don't have to pay an extra separate fee to participate.
Whoever started the fee? Who? How long has that been going on?
You know, I'm not sure. It's been around for several years, and it is a tactic that some communities across country over the past 25 years have used before they figured out how to do it more wisely. And we understand that Mayor Ballard has tried for many years to provide that for everyone at no extra cost. The problem with what's going being proposed today by Covanta is that finally today we actually have private resources to pay for the carts for everyone, so that we wouldn't have to charge any tax dollars to provide recycling for everyone. The Covanta proposal is to mix your recyclables with trash and sort out which can at the end. Covanta manages the entire waste stream, gets paid for every ton of material, and then they burn the rest. Our solution, which is truly what works across the country in cities of all shapes and sizes and demographics, is that cart. But it's today very exciting. It would be paid for by a really creative public-private partnership. Because today we need to spend nearly $15 million on bins. And we can't expect Marion County taxpayers to pick up that burden.
Right.
But there are kind of two pieces here to the solution. One is there are newly available state grant funds available. Mm-hmm. And those funds come from every ton of material that gets disposed in Indiana for 25 years. The 50 cents has been paid into this fund. Right. It hasn't been spent. There's a new state recycling goal of 50%.
Of recycling.
Yeah. That we have that 50% of our waste be recycled in Indiana. So because of that, the state is looking at smart ways to spend those grant dollars to improve recycling in Indiana. And Indianapolis is the low-hanging fruit.
What is, of the 20 largest cities, given that we're a city of 930,000 people, so, you know, I don't want to compare us to Cincinnati. I want to compare us peer-to-peer. Of the largest cities in this country, who are doing recycling right in your eyes?
Oh, gosh. There are many of them. Cincinnati is doing a pretty good job. And I will say it's not exact same size, but in Indiana, Fort Wayne is doing a great job. Columbus, Ohio has started.
Now,
so that's comparable.
Now we're getting close. They're about a third smaller than we are, but they're doing a good job.
They're doing a good job, and that's a fairly new program as well.
Okay.
You know, there are many other cities. I'm not going to be able to rattle them off but
is it confusing to some people when they see those big, long, green bins, the bins where you can put newspaper in one side, you put glass in another, you put that. And is it confusing to people to think, if I go do that, I'm recycling?
No, because that's true. So if you don't pay the $72, you can take your material to a drop-off, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And those are really particularly helpful for folks in apartments, mm-hmm. Or condos where they don't have that single-family household bin.
Mm-hmm.
So they can use those. But for the 330,000 households in Marion County,
right.
We certainly don't have enough drop-offs that are convenient for those folks. And the key, Amos, to recycling when it works well is if it's convenient and people know how to use it.
Convenient and simple.
Yeah. So if you've got that big cart that you can put all of your recyclables in together and you know how to do it, for example, you're told that you don't have to scrub and wash every container. It just shouldn't drip. Mm-hmm. You know, that's there's a right. few of those kind of tips that people go, oh, well, that's not so hard. And they put a whole bunch of material into those containers and then it goes off to the market, and we've got strong markets in Indiana for that material.
So now, first of all, who is Covantis? Because that's a name I didn't recognize, and it sounds like some company bought another company. So who is Covantis?
They used to I'm not an expert on their corporate structure, but what I can tell you is they are a waste-to-energy company that has facilities across the country. I'm not sure if it's a dozen or more than that.
And they're the ones that currently operate the incinerator down off of Harding Street?
Correct.
Okay. I thought the city ran that.
The city does not run that. The city owns it, and Covantis operates it for the city.
Oh, we privatized it. So this $40 million, where would it come from? Is this Covantis' money? Is this some new hidden tax in my property tax that I'm going to see down the road?
It's not a hidden tax. It is being funded by Covanta. Keep in mind, they currently have a contract that will be expiring in a couple of years.
Okay.
When that expires, so their bread and butter in Indianapolis is they get paid for every ton of material that comes into their facility.
Right.
The mayor has said he wants to provide recycling. So if when they're and today the city gets penalized for not sending enough trash. So every year we're paying a big penalty. We've got a pretty crummy contract with Covanta today.
So wait a minute. We got a contract with somebody where they get paid for every ton of trash they burn up, and then we pay a penalty if we don't give them enough trash?
Correct.
Who cut that? Now, obviously, the current mayor did not. This is a long-term contract that's getting ready to run out.
Yes. It was signed in early on in this administration.
This administration.
Yeah. And I think it was similar to previous contracts.
So if the contract is about to come up, why are we just having one bidder? It seems let's open it up. Let's see the best in America come on in here and see the best proposals.
Well, that's a great point. And I think what we hope is that the mayor will kind of step back and consider this other opportunity that really is just newly available.
Okay.
I didn't get to all of it yet, Amos.
Okay,
I mentioned the state grant fund, but here's the really exciting. So that could cover part of the cost of the bins, which is the barrier.
Okay.
The other solution, which is really exciting, is that so the supply chain when you recycle, you're throwing away packaging. Mm-hmm. So your cereal boxes and your Coke cans and all that.
The plastic water bottles and stuff.
Mm-hmm. So that's packaging waste from the supply chain of consumer goods. Right. And so that's companies like Alcoa that make aluminum, companies like Coke that package the product in aluminum, and then companies like Walmart that sell it.
Right.
All of those players and all of their counterparts across different products are saying, oh my gosh, we have to get more material recycled in the United States to control our costs for packaging.
Mm.
When we use when we use recycled versus raw materials, those manufacturers save significantly on their energy costs. So it's a real bottom line issue for the supply chain. So they are coming to the table with this newly announced $100 million fund to invest in municipal recycling programs, and Indianapolis is at the very top of their list.
So the Walmarts of the world, the Coca-Colas, the Pepsis, all the 8,000 people that sell water, and those are all in the plastic containers. It is in their best interest to get Indianapolis to do better in recycling, and then that way Coke will pay less to get the plastic to put the Coca-Cola in.
Exactly. And they see the curbside cart for recycling as the gold standard, because it is. That's proven research time and again. And they're extremely, extremely concerned about the Covanta proposal, because when material is contaminated with trash, and think about what's in our trash, it's some yucky stuff, then there's a whole lot less that's able to be recovered because the contamination is so high.
I couldn't understand how you put everything in a big pile and then you recycle it out of there.
Yeah, it's, I mean,
the vision of it doesn't make any sense to me.
In the United States, back before we had recycling programs, a little bit of that happened, and you'd get out some metals that were pretty easy to extract and things. And so there was kind of this processing in place. It's gone away almost entirely in the United States, and the industry that markets the material is investing in the kind of single-stream recycling programs that we're talking about. That's where the investment is going.
And the key to getting most of the 300 and some odd thousand households in this city to do recycling is get the bin for free.
Yep.
And then just do what you need to do.
Yeah, and historically it would have been the taxpayers paying for the bins, and today it can be the private sector because they benefit, so they're coming to the table.
Does the private sector include, do they get to put their logo on the bins?
Nope. No. So would that help
if you know?
that actually has happened.
I want a Walmart bin, or I want a Coca, or I want an AM1310 the light bin. Would that kind of sponsorship help?
Actually, that has happened. So what we're talking about is a larger scale. That was kind of the beginning of this private sector interest. They said, you know, X company would go into a city and say, we'll buy you, you know, 10,000 bins and we'll put our label on it.
How big are the bins?
But now they're working together to have a bigger impact, so then they can't brand.
On the assumption that many people listening don't even know what the recycle bins that we currently use look like, what are they? What do they look like? Are they as tall as the little rapid rail garbage cans that...
I'm not familiar with rapid rail, but
the big bins.
Yes, they're large bins. They're very sturdy, big blue bins with yellow lids.
They're pretty much indestructible. It's the blue yellow bins that I see out on the curb somewhere.
Yeah.
It's those.
Yeah, in front of houses. Yeah. Yeah.
We would never know that was the recycle bin. So how much of this of recycling is also public education, public awareness?
It's an important piece.
If I didn't know that blue and yellow meant the recycle bin, and Chris is probably smarter than I did, he didn't know.
Yep.
How important is that?
It's crucial. So really, and I hope I stressed it before and I'll stress it again, that the two keys are having the bin and the easy access, and then explaining how to use it and what it means.
Mm.
So that public education piece, we would work into the proposal for the city with this private funding, because that is crucial. So it's both, you know, how do you participate? Why is this important, et cetera?
See the things that we're learning. Now, if people want more information about the Indiana Recycling Coalition, y'all have a website at indianarecycling.org?
Correct.
And you all are a statewide organization?
We are, yep.
And so we're doing, as a state, are we doing better than our peers in recycling? Are we in the middle? Are we at the bottom?
We're fairly close to the bottom, and we were
next to Mississippi and Kentucky.
Well, I think so. Yeah, there's not a lot of great data. So we've got a new state law of a 50% recycling goal, and also data collection requirements. So we'll start to get a better picture of what we're doing today. We know we're definitely in the bottom quarter of states.
Carrie Hamilton with Indiana Recycling. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Amos.